Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
People are crushing me for saying the Steelers should try to trade for Chris Olave, all his concussion issues, and the fact that he got carted off the field yesterday. Look, it's a wish list. I would love Chris Olave in this version of black and gold. If I'm Chris Olave and I've dealt with what I've dealt with, I ain't going to a 2-7 football team that just lost to Carolina and suiting up again. Like, if I'm risking my brain, I'm going to go do it in a place where I think I can win. I don't think he's retiring. And I don't think any wide receiver is going to play in Pittsburgh against Washington. They could trade for one during the show today, and he ain't playing against Washington. Probably not going to play for a couple of weeks. Mike Tomlin, moving train, things of that nature. So Darius Slayton, he got concussed yesterday. He's in concussion protocol. He wasn't going to play against Washington if you traded for him anyhow. So he'll heal up. 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Mark Caboli going to be joining us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. He'll be joining us for 2 hours today. So excited about that. Did you see what happened with Jason Kelce? So Jason Kelce, what, goes to the Penn State game? Am I right in saying that that's where this all happened?
That's correct.
So he's at the Penn State game. This is the brother, obviously, of Travis Kelce, the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, who is dating Taylor Swift. And Travis Kelce's brother, Jason, gets accosted by a fan, verbally, and he says, your brother is a homophobic slur, because he's dating Taylor Swift, and he keeps berating Kelce, keeps berating Kelce, keeps berating Kelce. Kelce turns around, grabs his phone, slams it on the ground, and then Kelce repeats over and over again, who's the bleep now? Who's the bleep now? Who's the bleep now? And I got to say, I have never seen the internet rally around one thing the way that everybody seemed to say, yeah, Jason, you did the right thing there. And then I saw some people try to draw a line between that and James Franklin, saying, if you had a problem with James Franklin interacting with that fan, then you need to have a problem with Jason Kelce and him interacting with the fan the way that he did. I think those things could not be any less analogous. Like, those things aren't the same. James Franklin is walking off a football field. There's 111,000 people there, all wanting to see, most of them, him finally get off the schneid and beat Ohio State. You're going to have heckling in every single sporting event. You're going to have mean things said to you at every single sporting event if you are a head coach, if you are a player at that level. It's going to happen. You need to have thicker skin. You can engage. But if I'm out and about in the wild, I'm in public, and someone's going to call out my brother, someone's going to use that kind of language, someone's going to accost me, and I made all my money in my life pushing around 350-pound athletes, I ain't taking that. You have no right to come up to me in public and go after me if I'm Jason Kelce. I mean, you come after me, I'm probably doing nothing because I'm 5'9", 155 pounds. But if I'm built like Jason Kelce and you're going to call my brother that, and you're going to call out someone I love and my potential future sister-in-law, and you're not going to leave me alone, yeah, I'm slamming your phone on the ground.
I think if it was just, hey, you were a terrible center, he keeps walking.
Totally with you.
Right. Which I would say of Franklin, first off, he's done that a few times now where he does not handle things well after losses. But yeah, I mean, that was more about, oh, you know, you blew the big game or whatever. It wasn't a personal out of bounds comment necessarily that was made towards him. So I do think they are completely different.
That too. If someone uses the word that was used against Kelsey's brother to James Franklin, and Franklin wants to go in there and give him a talking to, I do think that's different. Hey, win the Ohio State game is different than you're a blank. Yeah, I do think that's important. Good call by you. Very good contributions from Sean Myers today.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Because I am running on fumes. Stayed up late watching college football on Saturday.
Didn't you say you were going to celebrate that extra hour of sleep?
It's gone.
Makes sense.
That lasted about, 48 hours. That's about that. Kids don't give a rat's ass about daylight savings time. Like, I was like, I'm going to get an extra hour of sleep. This is awesome. Nah, instead of waking up between 6 and 7, the kids wake up between 5 and 6. Dogs, too, don't care about the daylight savings time. All right, coming up next, Mark Caboli going to join us for 2 hours. That's right. Special Mark Caboli time today. Are they going to get a wide receiver? The Steelers we're talking about. What are some of the things that they did in the first half of the season that are sustainable? What are some things that aren't? Where do they need to improve? We'll get into all of it over the course of the next 2 hours with Mark Caboli, the Pat McAfee Steelers insider. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event. But now through, not but, now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Mostly sunny today, a high of 71.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.